and I was very close to the army people. My cabin was right near the troop commander's cabin on the upper deck, right near the radio room. And so I had a great time talking to these people. One of the troop morale officer, who had a big job on his hands, had been involved in the invasion of Attu in the Aleutians. And so we really sat out on deck at sunset and shoot the bull, and it was very, you know, it was very great. An older guy was sort of talking to me with my baby face.
Right, you were 18 years old.
Yeah.
So what was your next, so basically the war, you on your first trip, the war ended, right?
Yes.
Essentially?
Yeah. So then the question came, what would we do? We sailed from Boston through the Sound back to, you're way ahead of it.
Yeah.
But the, no, not that.
The timeline?
Schedule, no, the other, okay, that one is better. We sailed to New York and docked for a while, waiting orders. Everything was sort of in an uproar. So we eventually sailed to Baltimore. No, not to Baltimore, to Newport News, Virginia. There we loaded other supplies for Europe. And this time we loaded a lot of equipment for the recovery of Europe. And we, after being in Newport News for a while, we sailed on to Naples, Italy. Mm-hmm. So that was thrilling, going through the Straits of Gibraltar and expecting to see the Prudential Gibraltar. And it's not the Prudential, except from Spain. If you want to see the Prudential Rock, you have to stay in Spain and look at it. From the Straits, you can't see that. It just looks like a hill. But in any case, we settled in Naples, and Naples was still a mess. We docked beside a ship that had turned on its side and been converted to a pier. And the bombing of the destruction of Naples Harbor was a great event, because the Germans wanted to prevent the Allies from establishing a big port there, but they weren't stopped. They used the equipment, and we were within a short walk of town. And I loved seeing the Isle of Capri, because when I was a kid, my favorite song was the Isle of Capri. 'Twas on the Isle of Capri where I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. And I can still see the flowers blooming round her when we met on the Isle of Capri. And that was my favorite song. And there was the Isle of Capri right there.